Hello, hello. Welcome to Two Truths and a Lie with your host, Brandon Lynette. Let's jump right into it. There are quite a few headlines that we'll just talk about because it all kind of goes together. You guys, it's pretty fucked. All right. So Two Truths and a Lie, you decide. Kamala recently went on an interview and guaranteed that her and Biden will win the next presidential election. Trump is being removed from the ballot, and good old Biden got caught laundering money. We've got receipts, bitch. Okay, so let's jump into it. The first one that I want to talk about is definitely Kamala's shit. Okay, I'm gonna say that this is the lie. Is it true that she said it? Yes, but do I think she's right? Abso-fucking-lutely not. There is no way that this could possibly happen. No way. And I'm going to put it out there right now. So if it does happen, you guys could come back if the world is still standing, because I feel like there would be a war, a civil war, to say the least, 100%. Shit will go down. Okay. Because they didn't win legally the first time. They're sure as fuck not going to win this, you know, the second time. Biden actually did get caught with laundering money. They've got the receipts, the checks. Not to mention all of the emails they found with him using fake ass names. Okay, so he is caught red handed. Why are we putting so much into Trump when there are literal criminals? And I just want to say, like, if you have not prayed for President Trump recently, I'm asking you to. And maybe you're not someone, you know, that is into praying, but for the love of all things holy, okay, this man literally gave up his life to fight for this country while everybody else is giving up the country for money. He's literally going through hell to fight for us. That says everything. Say what you want about him. I will forever defend him. I think that is incredible. Like, he knows what he's going through. He knows the battle he has to face with a corrupt system. Imagine, we all know it's corrupt, and we're going to jump into that because they are trying to remove him from the ballot. So let's talk about that too. We all know that 2024 is going to be the most important election in the history of our country. Okay. It's being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or maybe they do. And that's even scarier. Okay. A lot of people probably want to see the country destroyed, but yes, in Colorado, the far left is attempting to remove him from the ballot. Okay. And if we, this is the thing, we need an entire recalibration. The government is fucked. People are drunk on power. And I mean, do we even call them people? Cause I don't think they have a soul. I think they have sold the fuck out for whatever they think is better, but we're suffering ridiculous injustices, cruelties, corruption. Everything is upside down. And we have employed this bureaucracy that has no regard for the Constitution or our rights. They are blatantly disregarding everything that was set into motion to protect we the people. 100%. We need a systematic check on these overreaches, on these fucking power grabs, on the dick swinging contest. This is bullshit. There is something so fucked when everything is upside down. You guys, this fucking hyena Kamala is out here preaching about how we have to protect people from Islamophobia. Okay. How upside down is that? Did we not all just witness what happened? It is really hard to record a podcast like this because it just doesn't make sense. So I'm rendered speechless 90% of the time. Like, my brain just can't even compute the shit that I'm reading and the stuff I'm looking into. And I freeze. I'm like, how does this make sense? We're celebrating criminals. We've given our country over to an invasion of illegal immigrants. Okay. And this isn't your family next door that's coming through. I promise. Okay. So when you're like, Brandon, you don't care about the women and the children, bitch, these kids are being sex trafficked. Okay. Stolen from probably their actual mamas. Who knows what's happening on that end? We're being invaded. Right now, everybody's looking over here, and there are thousands of people just walking across this border. 100%. Okay. We're celebrating criminals. We're making excuses for them. If you guys listen to my other podcast, you know I'm not about excuses for anything. Okay. So your great, 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 great grandma was a slave. That's fucked, right? But you weren't. So get your ass up and get a fucking job and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Change the narrative in your life. Take responsibility for your own shit. Let's move forward. Okay. Oh, they're hungry. They've been oppressed. That's why they're stealing and damaging everything. Have you guys been into the big cities lately? Have you been to the border lately? I mean, check shit out. Look for yourself. The news isn't going to hide that because that's not what Soros wants you to see. Okay. And let's talk about this guy. Like, oh my God. He's literally the devil. He's the devil. He is funding the bullshit in Colorado. He's linked to the funding for them trying to get Trump off of the ballot. Okay. He is not a good guy. He is filling the pockets of so many crooked ass people in the system. Okay. We've got everybody linked to a fucking payout. America's under siege by a takeover of the federal system and government. And it's a takeover literally by the devil, someone who is so fucking evil. And I am worried that Trump is going to get screwed in Colorado because that's what Soros wants. The judge is literally tied to him, okay? And I mean, it's up to the courts to decide the merit of part of the 14th Amendment, okay? We're witnessing the death of our country. We're looking it right in the eyes. You guys have a choice. Start having the tough conversations. We know that election interference. Hi, baby. Now, with that being said, because people are having the conversations, because people are actually standing up for this and holding our elected officials accountable, we do have a judge in Connecticut who overturned an election. Absolutely. Let's celebrate these small things. Let's talk about these victories so that other people will stop buying into selling out. That's exactly what's happening. They caught Democrats' ballot stuffing on camera. Now, is this something that it's the first time this has ever happened? We all know that's not true. Okay. What happened is this judge is not afraid to stand up. And that's what's important. I think there were a lot of fucked ballots that went through for this presidential election. We all know that. As soon as we went to sleep, shady ass shit happened. We know the truth. But we've got a video leaked that reveals a Democrat clerk stuffing Dropbox multiple times with illegal ballots. Okay. So the judge said, that's it. The volume of ballots is so mishandled, is such that it calls the result of the primary election into serious doubt and leaves the court unable to determine the legitimate result of the primary. How common is this? Okay. We know they're doing it. So we need other judges to stand up for this. Okay. This has to be the first case of many. Absolutely. Does this create legal precedent for future ballot stuffing cases? Does this support past claims of fuckery so we can let our president breathe? Biden and his fuckery. They've uncovered two checks totaling $240,000 laundered straight to Joe Biden's bank account. They originated in the Middle East and China and were passed to Biden family members for their name. Why do we have someone in office who has engaged in selling out the office to foreign countries for cash? Again, is this the first time? People that get caught, it's not usually the first time. Okay. That's the truth. They've been doing this. They've been doing this. Why are we not arresting the president? Could you imagine if the FBI, the CIA, all that fuckery actually investigated criminals, where our world would be, but instead they're worried about moms and grandmas and MAGA, what do they call us, terrorists? Okay, they're worried about that shit. They're worried about President Trump sneezing illegally in a county he probably shouldn't have sneezed in. I don't fucking know. We're after the wrong people. How fucked? How fucked? And they're doing this right in front of our faces and they're laughing about it. I mean, we still don't have Fauci in prison. That just doesn't make sense to me, okay? Fauci run lab in the US experimented with a coronavirus strain shipped from China more than a year before the outbreak. He lied the entire fucking time to attempt to cover up. He intentionally released this shit, and it's obvious. He wanted to increase global government power and enrich himself. Him and Soros are fucking evil. That's it. Why are we not investigating him? He was a government salary employee. And how did he make millions? This is crimes against humanity. 100%. And he had a slip. You guys saw that interview where he said we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. He said it himself. Who is being held accountable for this? But no, watch out, you guys. The Pentagon just released a bunch of planes over American airspace. If we stay focused, okay, that's why we fund terrorists so they can go play across the country and we can keep the headlines blaring about everything that's happening around us so you guys aren't looking in your back fucking yard where we're just letting the country go up in a world of flames. 100%. Okay. The worst slaughter of Jews, I get that. The greatest spike in global anti-Semitism. And our White House is talking about Islamophobia. We have to change the people holding power. That's it. And the thing is, yeah, we know that Soros is evil, but who takes his place? I guarantee he's got someone to take his place. Or maybe it's one of those things, the deal with the devil is that, you know, his old wrinkled body is going to wither away, but he sold his soul. So he's going to be put in another body and just reincarnate as evil. I don't know how that works. I wouldn't make a deal with the devil in the first place. But some of these fools did. They don't have a soul. That was it. They don't have a soul. Everything, you guys are falling for so much shit. And literally, I mean, this is why we need to have total clarity, okay? God said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good. You have to get clarity. That means turn off the bullshit news. Don't worry about the wars. Start looking into your local policies. Start finding the things that matter to you. Start supporting things that support the integrity of who you are at your core. I know you're out there voting. Make it count. Make it count with your actions. Make it count with how you're living your life. We have to become the people that we need. That means let's stop playing into the bullshit fucking delusions that people have. I watched, so all the news feeds I'm checking out today are talking about two things, okay? Number one, and we'll talk about this a little bit too. We've got Elon Musk sat down with Joe Rogan, okay, and went ahead, and we know that Elon Musk is not a fan of George Soros, not at all, okay? Because George funds evil shit and he's disgusting. So that was up there. But then there was also these viral video clips of this guy being misgendered. I don't know how the fuck you say it. Apparently he wants to be referred to as a female, but the dude's a fucking man. And so this is what's viral. Is this person freaking out and people like all feeling sorry for this person? This is a delusion. It's a delusion. And I'm not trying to be hateful. I'll be as respectful as I can. If you're a good human, I don't give a shit. I just won't gender you, okay? I bartend 3 nights a week and I've got, you know, this guy that comes in that dresses like a girl. And I don't say ma'am or sir. I get it. I'm not going to honor your delusion, but I'm not going to be rude and spiteful and hateful on purpose. You need mental help. I respect that. Why are we not opening insane asylums again? Why can that not be a thing? I would like to put that on the ballot. And when you want to live with these delusions of what you pretend to be, I'm sorry, what you identify as, go identify in a rubber room, because the whole world doesn't have to conform to your delusions. I don't play pretend unless I'm on the floor with my kids playing Barbies, okay? Grown-up life is not a pretend life. So I want you guys to get some clarity in your mind. 100%, get some clarity. Stop listening. Stop conforming to this world. Stop falling for their bullshit. We are not going to play victims here, and we are not going to get caught with our pants down. 100%. Get your shit together. Get your household right. get yourself right and stay ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So you should always be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what is going on in your community. I mean, are you kidding me? I watched a video of one of our vets. He did like two tours and he got fucked up, man. The dude is fucked up and he's crying in his truck because he can't get into the system. But if he went to Mexico and became a citizen, but then crossed the border illegally, he would have all the healthcare and funding he needed. Why can't we take care of our own people? Why is that not a priority? It needs to be. So last thing, let's just talk about this interview where Rogan is talking to Elon, and I'll tell you guys what he said about George Soros. And this was a long interview. I'm just going to kind of go on the highlights of the things that he was saying. But he blatantly said that this the big ticket donor of various left-leaning causes fundamentally hates humanity and is undermining civilization. I see no lie here, okay? I see no lie. He has a history of donating money to the election campaigns of progressive district attorneys who would pursue policies that are soft on crime. He is known to be the top contributor of the Democratic Party. That was said in the conversation. The largest individual donor in the 2022 elections. Imagine that. He made $178.8 million in federal contributions in the 2022 election cycle. All of it went to Democrats, okay? He's got ties to everything, everything. He is doing things that are eroding the fabric of civilization, okay? Musk said he's getting DAs elected who refuse to prosecute crime. That's part of the problem in San Francisco and LA and a bunch of other cities. I mean, he's talking about how San Francisco looks like the apocalypse. I told you guys, go check out the cities, okay? They are all plagued with unprecedented levels of crime, drug abuse, homelessness. It's a shit show, okay? The fentanyl crisis, we don't even have to get started on that. They're not talking about that right now, right? Because that's part of the shit show they want you guys to be distracted from, okay? There are videos all over social media that show graphic scenes of addiction. I mean, it's horrendous, okay? A number of companies, including Nordstrom, Whole Foods, Saks, they've left the cities. What else did he say that was really important? Is pretty much partly to blame. It's a mind virus philosophy, which he previously called a woke mind virus, that was being piped to people around the world by social media platforms controlled by left-leaning types. 100%. He is right on that. 100%. It's a mind virus. We're being played, you guys. We are being manipulated, controlled, brainwashed, all of that. All of it. A philosophy that would be ordinarily quite niche and geographically constrained, so that sort of the fallout area would be limited, was effectively given an information weapon, an information technology weapon, to propagate what is essentially a mind virus to the rest of the earth. And the outcome of the mind virus is very clear if you walk around the cities, okay? It's the end of civilization. That is very true. He's been very smart. And that is something that Musk said. Soros has been very smart using money to achieve his aims. Okay. He realized that the value for money in local races is much higher than it is in national races. The lowest value for money is a presidential race. The next lowest value is a Senate race and then Congress. And when you get to city and state district attorneys, the value for money is extremely good. Musk said that when he helps get local officials elected that share his left-leaning views, Soros found he could help push policies without having to change laws. 100%. He's a smart, evil man. If nobody chooses to enforce the laws or laws are differently enforced, then it's like changing them. 100%. So is it an opinion that Soros fundamentally hates humanity? I think it is a fact. I think it is 100% truth. 100% truth. Okay. And yeah, Soros tries to talk his way out of everything, but the proof is in the pudding. Okay. Soros is telling people that a victory by Trump or any MAGA style candidate would deliver a blow to the globalist agenda. And that's exactly what we want to do. And that's where we're leaving this. We want to blow up the globalist agenda. And if you don't know what that is, trust me, you want to blow it the fuck up. Go do some research. Figure it out, and you're going to say, holy shit, we have to bomb it, okay? We have to do something. So I love you guys. Get your house in order. This is about taking massive responsibility for who you are, your essence, your core. If you are struggling with something, go get some mental help. Okay. Get some mental help. We are not obligated to live in the fantasies and delusions of other people. That's it. You're in the arena. You're going to get your ass kicked. We're all doing it. Some of us have just learned to fight back. So if you want to lay around and take the punches and be a victim, fuck off. That's it. Why don't you move to another country? Okay. All these people, like, I know you guys have seen these videos of like LGBTQ doing these parades in the street for Islam. They should go there. I don't know how, I don't think they understand what they're supporting. Okay. Cause all of them would be beheaded and paraded. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that these people are supporting people that would otherwise blow their brains out. So that's us. We don't want to support the people that want to blow our brains out. Okay. Soros and his homies like Fauci and shit. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. You've got to take responsibility for your health, your mental health, your emotional state. All of that. We cannot blame anyone. We have to take massive action and have these conversations and help your, you know, your local elected officials, help them understand they work for you. Don't sell your soul. It's not worth it, you guys. It's not worth it. I love you. I'll see you soon.